Good evening, everyone, and love and blessings to you all. We, as you know, have been covering the very expansive territory of shifting from our lower consciousness, which is human in its nature, into higher consciousness, which is divine in its nature. And this, of course, is the main component for birthing the heart and mind of God, and one that cannot be covered quickly nor taken lightly. Okay. And so if you're wondering why I'm going to bring this up again tonight, but we're going to go in some different directions with it, it's because it is that important for our laying in this foundation, which we're doing so beautifully, so that we really can inflame the heart and mind of God. The human nature, I remind you, it's so easy to identify. It's steeped in uncomfortability and in searching and resistance and resentment. You always know when it's lurking. It's just so boisterous and irritating. That's a word. It's irritating in its approach. And the other, the divine nature, the divine higher consciousness, is at peace. It's knowing and it's accepting that everything is meant to be just the way it is. And it doesn't mean that you're going to just be walking around like a bunch of bliss bunnies going, oh, wow, I'm in divine nature, nothing bothers me. You know, that will not be the truth. It's just going to be more of a noticing, this doesn't feel particularly well, but instead of creating an entire drama and story and carrying it out and carrying it on for God knows how long, actually God doesn't know how long and could care less how long, prefers we don't do it, it's just a matter of continuously recognizing which is at play, which is in the lead in your life, and switching whenever it's necessary from one to the other. So that it is really my sincere hope that you are using your birthing room or your birthing space or your quiet space, whatever that is that you've created for yourself. Because, again, it's such a powerful catalyst that you have. And it's a place where there is sacredness that you have been building up over the past 4 or 5 weeks now. And it's holding its own energy for you now, one that is intentional in its love and its light and its impression and impulses to bring you into a higher state of consciousness, into a deeper state of resonance and rapport with your authentic self, and to come into a peaceful alignment with your heart, okay? And also, I hope you are using the breath, so critical, the main tool that we have to change everything. We've been playing with it in a lot of different ways. We're going to play with it again tonight, utilize it in a very strong and powerful way as we have been. And as you've all come to realize, it really does bring you into present moment awareness. It completely calms whatever state of mind you're in. I mean, I've done it a million times, and I've forgotten it a million times. So when I remember it and I really see how great it works, I can always say, oh my gosh, it changed everything. It calmed everything. And it also, I noticed, and I'm sure you have too, it opens the receptive channels for the divine and others of higher realms of consciousness to express into you and through you. And so I hope you're using that beautiful breath of yours to strengthen your connection to God. And I hope you are using the exercises as well to move you through daily life that would otherwise be fraught, especially with this energy that's as of December 10th. Is that today? I think it is. Or tomorrow. It's going to amp up again, everybody. It could be otherwise fraught with discontent and discordance. So if you really use these exercises every day, you're going to glide through the times ahead in a much more heightened, peaceful, allowing manner. And you are going to see everything that's going on through a different lens of perception. It's really key. I know a lot of times, and I think we may have talked about this before, when people take classes or they go to weekend gatherings or whatever that might be, you know, everybody gets very high in the times that they're there. And then they roll out into daily life and they forget to put the things in practice, and you start to lose that impression of the manner in which these incredible tools work on your behalf. Okay, so it's very important that these are employed by you in every way possible, every day, in some parts of your day, if not in all parts of your day, so that you really begin to turn your former patterning, your responses, your perceptions, your judgments, your beliefs around. And not only really turning them around, what I'm noticing is that they're dropping off. And one of the things that I love about this group too, because I know you're communicating on the message board, and I encourage you to do more of that. I know a lot of you are communicating directly with me, and I so often say it would be awesome if so many of you would put that up on the message board, because it would so serve everybody. But what you may not know is that I truthfully have never worked with a group that has been so responsive to change as you all have been. And I am so, again, greatly, greatly honored that you're taking this to heart. Okay? One of the things I'm always reminded about is that human nature, or more precisely, the human mind and ego, as I said earlier, it has a tendency to get excited about new concepts and possibilities, and then it thinks, oh, I've got it. And the truth is that it is impossible for the mind to change your life. So it getting excited about something is only one of its fleeting moments in a sea of its fleeting moments every day. It, of its own accord, is fickle, unreliable, and not to be depended on, and I'm certain you can all see that. It is never going to lead you into higher consciousness. It's never going to lead you into peace. It's never going to lead you into self-acceptance. It's certainly not going to take you into a state of self-love, and it will not assist you in birthing the heart and mind of God. On the other hand, you have the power to change your mind, and every single time you have a thought that is resistant, discordant, and out of alignment with a deep-seated feeling of peace, you then, by the power that is vested in you, have the ability, every one of you has the ability to shift your consciousness, and then immediately, and it will be immediate, you will recalibrate your entire paradigm. That's pretty darn powerful, and you've got it in you already. And again, I want to reiterate that right now, because I don't want anybody to feel like, oh my goodness, we're doing all this, and all of a sudden I can feel this intense energy pouring in over the next several weeks, actually. We are in a really tenuous place right now. We have our feet and our minds in two worlds, or two paradigms, if you will. And I was really, really aware of that. I went to a global gathering this past weekend, and whoa, Nelly. I mean, the awareness of two paradigms oftentimes colliding with each other was really, really evident. And it's evident in the world external, period. But when you're in a room for 3 days with people that everybody's kind of rubbing elbows and knees and all kinds of different aspects of themselves are coming up, you can really see, without judgment, just the neutrality of observance, that there are two paradigms going on here, and it's going to continue that way until it's not. And the thing that's going to get us to the "and then it's not" is that when we decide to use all these tools and strategies and the more each time we get together to get the heck out of the old paradigm as quickly as possible, because the consequences of pain and suffering will get very unbearable as the chaos increases in the world external, due to the friction being created by the impulses of light that are blasting through our bodies and our planet to make the shift in consciousness really happen. And you can notice on the political scene, it's getting far more tenuous, and everything's going backward in the world external as I watch the third dimension. So if you are enamored of it, you're going to find yourself being sucked into that hole of it. So stay out of it. Stay away from it. Use the tools to switch up your consciousness in every moment that you can. And as we spoke about in our last session together, the higher your consciousness, the greater your potentials, the greater your reality, the quicker you climb to enlightenment, which only means one thing, that the world external can no longer hold power over you. When you switch up your consciousness, there is no recession that is going to affect you. There is no external greed, politics, relationships, job losses or job gets or anything else. Nothing outside of you is going to grab hold of you. It might skim by you, but it's not going to grab hold of you. That's another sign for you to know, okay, I'm in a lower state of consciousness or I'm in a higher state of consciousness. And that observance, not the judgment, but the observance is really, really key, because you can boom, you can shift it so quickly just by noticing, not judging. There's nothing to judge. You're perfect. Everything is great. Everything within you is great. It's just the lower mind that wants to stir the pot and cause trouble. And it's also the awareness that, wow, we are really literally in the home stretch here of a massive, massive paradigm shift. And we're not just closing the chapter of a piece of history. The book is coming to an end and an entirely new book is opening. It's really, really exciting. So please realize that in these weeks and even months to come, where it's going to start to get a little dicey and a little intense energetically, if you'll stay up in your higher consciousness and use what you've been getting as support and love, you will be fine. I promise you that. You will be fine. You already are, but I'm just reminding you, okay? So take a breath, because what I'd like you to do for just a second, rather than just hearing my words, is just to think or feel into for a moment, what would it mean to you to no longer have the world external hold any power over you? What would that mean to you? Feel into that for a minute. And I can hear a lot of sighs of relief, because that's what it will mean to you. Great, great relief. And what I'd like you to do is, when you go to your quiet space, your birthing room tonight or tomorrow, really, really think about that, what it will mean to you to no longer have the world external hold any power over you. This isn't something that can happen in the future as a result of mass consciousness making a shift. This is something that will happen to you in a moment, if you decide to switch up from a lower consciousness to a higher consciousness by resisting nothing and accepting everything, no matter what. So think about how much your freedom means to you. Think about how much it means to you to no longer, for the first time in any of your human history, to no longer have the world external hold any power over you, no matter what's going on, no matter what your mind is telling you, no matter what your friends are telling you, no matter what your coworkers are telling you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to have any effect on you whatsoever, unless you give it permission to. And that is, it might be a stretch to believe that, but it is not being spoken as a matter of words. It's the truth. And when you get that, when you really get that, that then is the meaning of being of the world, but not in it. And this is the prime location that you want to be in. This is where you find your peace. This is where you can hear your soul speak. This is where the mind can no longer be in control and lead you anywhere. This is where you can hear God. This is where you can become authentically who you are when you are of the world, but no longer in it. Take a breath. I know many of you are beginning to realize that the world external truly is losing its grip on you, and you are beginning to breathe a sigh of relief and notice that your life is changing at last. And I also know that even in that, there's still some confusion and some conflict, because in the uncomfortableness of our lives, we have found comfort in the uncomfortable. And so until we get used to recognizing and realizing the sincere and authentic difference between what really is comfortable and what isn't, even though the world external is losing its grip on you and old parts and long old parts are just literally dropping off of many of you, there's still some discord, if you will, with that. And rather than being afraid of it, just notice it, and just notice it's simply because there's a changing of guard, if you will. And whenever there's a change, there's uncertainty with change. But this is positive change. This is change that has nothing and no reason to frighten anyone. You don't need to know all the answers anymore in the new paradigm. You don't have to feel like you're missing your purpose. You're already in your purpose. You're being you. The only purpose you have is to be the you that you really are. That's your purpose. So when all of this is switching up and changing guards, even though you're finding comfort at sometimes, in some of the times, and at other times you're feeling discomfort, don't let that throw you. Just notice it as a natural outpouring of change, okay? And that's why we're doing this 9-month experiential class, not a weekend workshop, not a month-long teleseminar, but a 9-month sustained environment so that your life can change, so that you can have an exact blueprint to do so, so you don't have the guesswork. You can relax in a great way. You don't have to figure anything out, okay? Everything is being brought to you that you may have forgotten to use. And really what's being brought to you more than anything is a remembrance of who you really are. So you're in an environment of love and of light, and you're lovingly being fed every bit of nourishment that you need to make this shift happen, okay? I really want you to rest assured in that. And something interesting that happened as I was preparing from some notes for tonight is that I was nudged by spirit, actually more than nudged, to say this to you. So I'm going to speak to you what spirit spoke to me to pass on to you. So if you'll just take a breath of God into the center of your heart. And how about if you all in your mind's eye take each other's right hand? We've done this before. You know how this works. This is when we start to get cozy with each other. We start to love up on each other. We start to unify with each other. We realize we're not alone. We realize we're supported. And just holding each other's hand, knowing you each hold each other's heart as well. Just breathe for a moment. Feel into each other. Welcome each other again. And I'll speak these words from spirit. I love you more than every star created in the sky. I see your light even on your dimmest days. On those days, I nudge you to lighten up. The world needs your light. The heavens need your light. You are finished with your responsibilities in all existences, including this one, my beloveds. You are finished. Now it is time to focus not one more moment on your healing, for you are healed, but on your love for yourself, your love for each other. If you wish to experience me, you must experience you in all of your glory. You can no longer be distracted from you, for each time you are, you distract yourself from me. You are being given new breath of life. Breathe. You are being given a clean slate to create. Let me see the flames of your creation, and I will add unto them. Clear your mind in order that I may shine through you. Clear your worry. I have taken care of everything for you. Clear your history. It was only an experience. Be present. Nothing else exists. Nothing else is real. Nothing else is real. You have been brought together as a family of light. Each time you meet, I weave more of myself into you, giving you greater opportunity to meet yourself in truth and as a collective one. There is great value in both. Each leads you to your liberation. Each of you has a purpose here, individually and as a collective, and your purpose is to be you. Your purpose is to clear yourself from all that you are not, so I am able to shine ever more brightly through you and affect the world more profoundly through you. Your only purpose is to love yourself, so I am able to show the world who I am through you. What you do is of no concern to me in your world. Who you are is. So take up the charge, beloved ones. You are the ones I have chosen to change the world. You are. You are a sacred guardian of me on earth. You are. You have been chosen to be me in body. Will you be my representative? Will you let me have my life through you? And will you let you have your life through me? I will give you my heart, and I give you my mind. I give you all of me out of great love for you. Will you do the same? Will you give me your mind and your heart out of great love for me? Both will be well taken care of. Know you are loved. Learn how to love us. In every moment, in every breath, in every experience, and at every turn. Together we will turn your earth into a heaven and your life into a blazing expression of pure divinity. Of that, you have my promise. Please take a breath. And just hold the energy sacred. Breathe it into your heart. Breathe it into each other. Hold the love and the support and the space for each other. So for anyone who may have a challenge, taking all of that in, your love will help them ingest it even further. Take another breath of love into your heart. Give another breath of love into each other's. In the months ahead, as we move into 2011, the most important year of your entire human cycle to date. You are going to have more support than you have ever noticed before, in spite of all the chaos. Only your connection to God, that which is divine and that which is your higher state of consciousness and connection to the heart and mind of God, will keep you above the fray, untouched by fear and not blown over by the very strong winds of change that are about to be brought onto this planet. Remember, whatsoever goes on in the chaotic world external, if you stay in a heightened state of consciousness by using your breath, using your love, labeling nothing, accepting everything, you will be able to witness 2011, but it will be as though you are behind shatterproof glass doors. Whatever is going out there in the world external cannot come through your shatterproof glass door created out of the material of your higher consciousness and your own love. We are poised in one of the most magnificent and daunting places we have ever been in our lives, and it's the place just before liberation occurs. This is no longer something that's out there somewhere that will happen in X amount of years. For some, that may be true. For those of us here together, now, it is not. You, me, us are right now in the place just before liberation occurs. Imagine that. Feel into that. You have rarely had a true free moment while living in the human template on the planet of Earth in the third dimension. And now you can. There are no force fields stopping you. No matter what you might think, there are no force fields stopping you. God, Spirit, the Divine, whatsoever you choose to call, your ultimate mother and father, has no further interest in the human experiment. In most ways, it has failed. The game of surviving, of complexity, of lessons to be learned and of processes to go through that we have been so accustomed to engaging with is over. The problem that faces many is that they still continue to play the deficient victim of circumstances game, avoiding the direct experience of what actually is. And what actually is life unfolding through you in the most perfect manner that it could possibly be, to bring you eye to eye, soul to soul with your divinity that lives inside the heart and mind of God. You live inside the heart and mind of God. Picture that for a moment. What does that look like to you? Take a minute and just consider that. You live inside the heart and mind of God. That's where you were born. That's where you get fortified. That's where you are loved. That's where you are going to be safe from now on. That is your new residence. That is your sanctuary. And now it's time to leave all of the trappings of the human condition and move home. It's not okay to venture recklessly any longer into the world of human conditioning. It's not safe. It's not okay to use your circumstances, past or present, as an excuse as to why you can't move. It's not okay. It's not okay to live beneath yourself any longer. It's not okay. It's not okay to not love yourself any longer. It will work against you in greater ways than it may have ever worked against you before. I know there's something, a beautiful poem by Rumi that in part says, gamble everything for love. Half-heartedness doesn't reach into majesty. You set out to find God, but then you keep stopping for long periods at mean-spirited roadhouses. Don't stop any longer. Dive in the ocean and let the sea be you. Take a breath. Right now, together, we are at the threshold of the ultimate resonance, just before God consciousness. You are between I will be and I am, and there is a big difference. And you'll notice the vibratory difference as you move through the days. When you fully embody the fact that you are God in form, you will have dispelled the limitations you have placed upon yourself. They will vanish. You will realize that there is no trick to manifestation. There is no struggle to overcome, no fight to fight, no resistance to have. You will need nothing, for you will have everything. That is the law, and that is the promise. And when you fully embody the fact in high consciousness that you are God in form and believe in the bones of your bones that you are, every single one of you, already wired into God's mind and God's heart, you will be lifted into the future of yourselves. And all you need do is turn on the switch, and you will be liberated in ways that no words can adequately express. The words can only paint a picture. The experience has no construct. Liberation has no construct and no flight plan. It simply is. Liberation cannot be had as a result of anything or anyone outside of you. It doesn't exist there, no matter how much you try to seek it, in your relationships, in your jobs, in your service, in your mind, or even in your imagination. You can't find it. You can only prepare a place for it to come and to take you. And that's what we are preparing for each time we do a session. We are preparing a place for liberation to come and get you. That's what you do every time you go into your birthing space or your quiet place. You are preparing a place for liberation to come and embrace you. There is nothing more compelling. There is nothing more important to be done than for you to prepare a place for liberation to come and get you. Take a breath. The truth is that so many times in our lifetime, through so many experiences, we have actually looked our liberation in the face and said no out of fear. And we've done it many times in this lifetime. And we've done it out of misperceived comforts, out of lack of trust, out of labels and erroneous identifications and comparisons and dwelling in lower consciousness repeatedly. And every time we have said no, liberation has turned on its heels and walked away from us. For it is a law of God that liberation cannot be forced upon anyone. If we let liberation pass us by over this next year, it may never pass this way again for thousands of years. So I would ask you, are you willing to suffer for that long because of resistance to anything, primarily to yourself? Or lack of faith, or trust, or power, or the inability to just accept the fact that God knows what God is doing through you to help you prepare a place where your liberation can come and get you. Will you just accept that your life is not an accident, it's not a mistake, but a dream? It's God's dream for you. And can you take a breath and allow yourself to be an empty vessel where everything can be made, done, and created through you if you will just breathe and let go of your preconceived notions about your life? This is key. Let go of your preconceived notions about your life. If you can do this overnight, you will spontaneously combust into a new person. Trust me. Trust God. This particular group that has been brought together, not only to turn on your own light switches of God consciousness, and not only to liberate yourself, but we've been brought together to turn on more of mass consciousness's light switches by what we are doing here, and turning on more light switches on the new grid of Mother Earth. Together, we hold a lot of power here, and we have a responsibility that is both personal and planetary, and that is why we have got to get all of these other things, these historical things out of the way, which definitely includes and is highlighted by our preconceived notions about our lives. We are a family of light, and we were called together from all over this world on purpose. God definitely knew what God was doing, bringing us together. And so here we are, preparing to turn on light switches and activate a matrix of God consciousness that is already inside of us, and turn on more lights on the crystalline grid of Mother Earth, so her path of light to her ascended state is brighter because of your consciousness. Do you see the mirror? And more of mass consciousness will change, not because we're pushing them and prodding them, because they will just get fed by the light that we switch on right here and right now. Take a breath. Right now, I'm going to speak the first invocation that we began the very first class with, purposefully, with just a couple of inserts. If you'll please close your eyes and breathe in these words and hear these words and feel their energy at a deeper level than you did four sessions ago, just notice the difference, okay? So take a deep breath of God into your heart. Feel the love. Feel the energy that's around us. Feel it. Feel the angels, for they're here. And feel the masters, for they're here. And then just breathe out gently. Listen with new ears. Just notice. From the light of God that I am, and from the power and the love of God that I am, I call forth and intend that the heart and mind of God overlay my current heart and mind beginning now. I ask and I intend to interweave, work, and play with you as you interweave, work, and play with me. Soon, we will merge completely in one unified field as we. I am willing to accept the quickened energies that activates the crystalline matrix of you, dear God, inside of my DNA. I am willing to accept the crystalline energy of reconfigured and expanded light and love to make room inside of me for you, dear God, to blaze through me, changing the configuration of everyone in my midst. With my light and my love switched on, I humbly help light up and love up this world. I release all preferences as to how you will guide me to do so. I will not stop your light or your love ever again from guiding and working through me. I will not stop my liberation. I will not stop your plan. I open the halls of my mind and heart and release all imprisoned memories and stories to make room for a new system of operation to be born in me. I give you free rein to reorganize my mind, dear God, with yours. I turn over my will to you, so you are able to structure my heart, enabling it to contain all of your heart inside of me, dear God. From this day forward, I will act in accordance and alignment with your heart and mind. I will cease harsh criticism and judgment of myself. I release all pessimism. I am willing to be abundant. I will take fearless and creative action on behalf of my abundance, for I have no limitations. I believe in infinite possibilities and potential for myself. My mind is being changed. I claim my power right here and right now. I will not stop my power, which is your power, inside of me ever again. I believe in infinite possibilities and potentials for myself because now I understand who I am and who we are together. I am willing to switch on my lights in all of their blazing glory. No excuses. I am willing to let you live through me clearly. I am willing to learn how to have an honest relationship with myself, not a distorted one, and to have it. I am willing to stop and breathe whenever I am out of peace. I am willing to learn discernment between my lower heart and mind and the heart and mind of you, dear God, and use it. No excuses. I am ready to love me. I am ready to accept me. I am ready to trust me. I am ready to be liberated. I am ready. I am so ready. And so it is. Take a breath. Take a breath. Breathe up a breath of God from your heart. Hold it for three counts. And slowly and consciously breathe out doubt. Breathe up a breath of God from your heart. Hold it. And slowly and consciously breathe out restriction from your solar plexus. Breathe up a breath of God from your heart. Hold it for three counts and slowly and consciously breathe out self-hatred from your solar plexus. Take that breath again. Breathe up a breath of God from your heart. Slowly breathe out self-hatred that has been hiding in your solar plexus. Let it all go. Breathe up a breath of God from your heart. Slowly breathe out a golden circle of self-love around yourself. See it. Standing in the center of your golden circle of self-love, allowing yourself to feel your own love, perhaps for the very first time in your life, feel it. Connect to it. Connect more deeply to it. Connect more deeply to your own self-love. And breathe. And now, while standing in your golden circle of self-love, I would like you to take a breath of self-love into your solar plexus. Let it fill you completely. Let it fill your solar plexus completely. Breathe out any remnants of self-hatred. While standing in your golden circle of self-love, see yourself as a strong, sturdy being with a pillar of copper light running the length of your spine. Take a moment. Stand in your golden circle. See yourself as a strong and sturdy being with a pillar of copper light running the length of your spine. Now give yourself a breath of strength and slowly breathe out. Now imagine extending that strong pillar of copper light as far upward toward the heavens as you can, and connect your self-love to a point in the cosmos that belongs to you. Make that connection. Make yourself known to the cosmos as a being of love and of light. Feel the cosmic consciousness embrace you. As you connect to it, it connects to you. Now extend the pillar of copper light that runs the length of your spine down into the crystalline earth grid and connect your self-love to a point on the earth grid that belongs to you. Claim it. Take your time. Connect. Make yourself known to the earth grid as a being of love and of light. Claim your place in your authentic nature. Feel the earth consciousness appreciate you and embrace you for finally connecting in truth. Bend your head toward your heart and lay your right hand over your heart, over the love and light of God inside of you. Take a conscious breath of self-love into your heart. Make the connection between God's love for you and your love for you. And now let self-love consume you. Breathe. Let it inflame you. Breathe. Let it consume you. Breathe. Let it inflame you. Breathe. Let it be you. Breathe. 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 Let it burst now upward from your consciousness into the cosmic heavens through the pillar of copper light running through your spine. And from your consciousness of self-love, let it flow downward from your spine into the earth grid. Notice there is no separation above, within, or below you. There is no separation. There is only you radiating love above you, below you, around you, and through you. There is only love burning through you. Feel it. Let it burn. Let it burn away everything that no longer belongs there. No more self-hatred burned up in the ashes. Feel it. There is only love birthing through you right now. Feel it. Imprint the heavens with your love. Imprint the earth with your love. Imprint yourself with your love. Remember this moment. Remember who you are. Make your mark known now. This higher truthful state of your loving consciousness is your authentic energy signature. You have imprinted it now everywhere. You are no longer recognized as anything else, and you will not be responded to in any other way. Take a breath and let the energy move through you. I'm going to take a pause for a few moments and hold this space as the energy works through you and assist you in anchoring it in even deeper, above you, below you, around you, within you, and towards and with each other now. Move into the energy. You are God's phoenix rising from the ashes. Breathe. You should see your hearts. Magnificent. Magnificent. Feel the love that is around you right this moment. Honoring. Respecting you, appreciating you, loving you. Put your hand over your heart. Feel it. Feel the love. Feel what love feels like. From the light of God that I am, I decree the universe and I are one. This moment, through the pillar of God's love, light, and strength that runs through my spine and my heart, I am one with all that is good and loving and light-filled and endless and infinite. I have touched every corner of this universe and of my being with love. And with light, I have changed the path of light for our beloved Mother Earth. I have opened the hearts and minds of many around this world. I have changed my life. I have imprinted the heavens and the earth with my love. And I am identified in that love only. I honor the love and light of all creation, and I am a part of that creation and none other. It is all one, connecting at different points, and I am one with it everywhere. Infinite love, infinite light, oneness. I no longer deny my oneness with all of creation. I no longer deprive myself of my love. I am worthy of my self-love. I am worthy. And so it is. And so I let it be. Take a breath. We are the assembly of the great ones, the emissaries put on this earth to create an order outside of time. You are grand, grand creations who are being given every possibility to make the seemingly impossible possible and to know for sure that you are capable of becoming liberated masters of your life. Tonight we are going to conclude with the insight of integrity. When the inner you and the outer you are seamlessly expressed, you experience integrity. Integrity means that you do not say one thing and do another, or think one thing and say another. When you walk with integrity, you will not betray yourself under any circumstances. For the moment you do, you will have sunk back into your human nature and slipped down a paradigm. That does not mean you do not compromise, nor does it mean that you are not compassionate. It means you do not divide yourself. At the level at which you are now playing, integrity is higher consciousness that is committed to an undivided self. As a representative of the highest energy of life, you have a moral and ethical responsibility to yourself and to the world to present yourself with integrity. It is by individual commitment to integrity that the deeply divided human race becomes one. Do not risk your integrity in the process of acquiring external acceptance and camaraderie. Present yourself to yourself with love and in love, and to the world as one, internally and externally united. Know you are loved. Namaste.